This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Kenny Rogers, the old gambler himself, is retiring, but he's going out in style. Rogers has had his thumb in the music pie since the 50s, charting over 120 hit singles across a spectrum of genres, with a musical career spanning even more, including rock and roll, pop, jazz, and of course, country. One of his biggest, if not the biggest, crossover duet mega hits was his country cover of the Bee Gees' Islands in the Stream with the one and only Dolly Parton. Rogers and Parton have given the world several gifts of their duetted magnificence, but have performed live together only twice in the last 27 years. The two were coming together for the first time in 12 years to perform together one final time, as just one incredible part of the lineup for Rogers' farewell concert, All In for the Gambler, happening in Nashville on October 25th. The concert will also feature performances by Little Big Town, Alison Krauss, Elle King, Idina Menzel, and, oh yes, the Flaming Lips. As these things tend to go, the audience can expect several special unnamed guests to grace the stage as well. In an interview with Rolling Stone discussing his retirement, Rogers had a lot of warm words for those he's influenced, including those who have in turn played with him on stage or in the studio. Reflecting on his career, Rogers said, quote, "I've had a great life. I can't complain, but it's time for me to hang it up." After years of assisting numerous veterans' charities, Eagles guitarist and vocalist Joe Walsh is launching his own Veterans Aid charity. Vets Aid is a nonprofit that will raise money to fund several veterans-based charities all across the country that provide mental, emotional, and physical care to veterans and their families. Walsh's own father was killed while stationed and serving active duty in Okinawa during World War II when Walsh was only 20 months old. And in an interview with Rolling Stone, Walsh reflected, quote, "I stopped counting the number of friends I lost in the Vietnam War, or that came home forever scarred mentally, physically, or both," end quote. To kick off the charity, Walsh has organized a huge fundraiser show slated to take place on September 20th in Fairfax, Virginia, with a lineup studded with Keith Urban, Zac Brown Band, and Austin's own Gary Clark Jr. For more Soundcheck music news, visit our website at KUTX.org. I'm Taylor Wallace, Jack Anderson is our producer, and this is KUTX.